Being Thankful in All Things by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I must be honest. Sometimes it's the all in that verse that gets me. Most of us can be thankful for lots of things, at lots of times, but in all circumstances, that can be tough. What about when you find yourself suffering illness or defeat, or you're walking through a huge loss? What about when a loved one leaves this world too soon and you still can't see past your tears? Or when you've been praying for your prodigal loved one to come home and it seems like the prayers are unanswered? What about when you're discouraged, disillusioned, and struggling with disbelief? Or when you're overwhelmed, overextended, and just fighting being overstressed? What about when the needs mount high and the way doesn't look clear? Or when people are cruel, life seems unfair, and the enemy's breathing down your back? What about when the storms come and the car breaks down or the air conditioner stops working on a holiday weekend? True story. Yes, these are the all things that can be hard to find gratitude in, whether it's huge losses or just life irritations. But God's word never changes to fit our circumstances. His truth rises above our circumstance so that we can too. He doesn't say give thanks for it, but in it all. For he knows he's building more deeply into our lives and character than he could ever build without the hard times. We're gaining strength. We're gaining perseverance. We're being reminded that true joy is never based on how we feel or our outside situations. We're understanding that God's ways are bigger. His thoughts are higher, and we can be assured that he holds us in his hands, and he is with us, always. No matter what you might be facing, the good news is this: you woke up. He's given us today, and if we're still here, living and breathing, may our every breath bring honor to him. Be assured, my friend, you never fight the battles alone. Stay strong. Choose joy. Choose to be grateful in it all. For he is building greatness. He's working things out for good. He hears our prayers. He sees all and knows all. He has purpose for our pain and brings hope for our tomorrows. Grace to you this day. Intersecting faith and life. Recognize today that the most difficult challenge you're facing right now may actually be a greater blessing, as God is working in and through your life in powerful ways. No matter how hard, choose to give him thanks in all things. For further reading, check out Psalm 118:24, Ephesians 5:20, and Psalm 100:1-5.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.